Be seated. Now, I'm about to say nice things about Sherry, and I don't want you to think that if you're a lay reader and I haven't said them about you, that I don't mean them for you as well. Every year on this Sunday, I'm reminded of, and I know you can say it along with me now, probably, 30 years ago, let's say that's a good number. Everything is like 30 years ago. A newly confirmed member of our parish, who married our senior warden at that time, it was his first Sunday to be a lay reader, and he got this reading, and he said, "Michael, here I am doing this for the first time, and you give me the Jerusalem phone directory to read aloud." Not only that, but it's awfully long as well. And not only that, but Sherry said prophesy, where the word is prophesy, instead of prophecy, as some people do. So kudos to Sherry this morning. The lectionary folks gave her a break with that second reading, which is mercifully short. Now, this is what I wrote yesterday afternoon. Now, I'm sitting on our back porch. A mockingbird is singing his little head off in the neighbor's tree. The sky above is at once unremarkable, thoroughly typical for this time of year, light blue with a blanket of white clouds rubbed thin in places, and in entirely remarkable, this blue and white tapestry over oak, fig, and palm trees, and homes faced with native stone. The hum of air conditioning is all around, air conditioning units. Everything is greener and brighter in the aftermath of last night's rain. Is this scene any less evidence of the Spirit than tongues of fire, a rush of violent wind? There were no tongues of fire, I think. At least not in my imagination of that day of Pentecost. I'm not saying they were seen, I'm just saying it seems unlikely. A sound like the rush of a violent wind? Why not? All of them filled with the Holy Spirit? No doubt, at least in my imagination. A babble of voices out of which each one heard their own language? Sure. It's as good a description as any, I think, and better than many others, I'm sure. Luke, writing in Acts, is trying to record and convey something of great moment for those Jews who had gathered wherever they had gathered and from all the places from which they had come. There's that mockingbird again. Luke's doing his best to describe the indescribable, full stop. Other onlookers had their own take on the scene, and there must have been a scene. Oh, they're drunk. Sounds like at least as reasonable as an explanation or description as there are tongues of fire on their heads. And frankly, Peter must not have known too much about drinking and drunks if his best rebuttal was, "They can't be drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning." Though it's been over 30 years since I've had a drink, I'm pretty sure I was drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning on at least one occasion. And if I'm honest, several. Regardless of drink or no drink, Peter wanted to set the record straight. Think what you will, he implies, but here's what's really going on right now in front of your eyes. This is evidence of God's Spirit being poured out on God's people. All of God's people. You ain't seen nothing yet. There will be prophecies and visions and dreams. There will be fire, smoky mist, eclipses, blood moons, and more. He goes on to say, in my imagination, that you, who would explain what's happening now by saying that we're a bunch of drunks, will call all those things by the names I've just given them. Natural phenomena. But for us who believe, they are and will be portents, signs of the power and majesty of God who created all of us, including all of you as well. For there is no us and you in God's creation, only us, all of us, created by a loving God. Peter's words echo those of the psalmist, also at a loss, it seems, who claims that all the creatures of the earth and sky and sea, including sea monsters, are evidence of God's creative power. God's Spirit has created us all. Paul tells us not to be afraid. Just as the angels and Jesus himself had said repeatedly, don't be afraid, it's okay, Paul tells the Romans, even the sea monsters, because we're all God's children, watched over by the same Spirit of God. Prior to the events on the day of Pentecost, Jesus told whoever would listen that it was not all over just because he was leaving them, just because he died a human death. Within the miraculous story of the resurrection, he told them, it's not all over. We're sending you. We're coming to you as one who will be with you wherever you are, wherever you may be, however afraid you may feel. Even though I've told you not to be afraid, we all are sometimes. This is someone who will be on your side, your advocate in all things. Tsunamis, earthquakes, school shootings, floods, human trafficking, and all the rest. Your advocate will be with you as you confront challenges and horrors, both natural phenomena and human-crafted tragedies. The Holy Spirit will enlighten your hearts and minds to help you reverse the destruction wrought by humans through all means, politics and laws included, and to help protect you along with your scientific work against naturally occurring disasters. And the Holy Spirit will be your comfort in the midst of all those as you make strides to overcome them. It's cold comfort, or worse, much worse, to tell victims of senseless crimes and other tragedies, God is with you. But we who believe can hold that promise in our hearts for them. I don't like the sound of that exactly, but like Peter and the psalmist, I often find myself at a loss for adequate words. Hold that knowledge that God is with them. So here I sit still on my back porch, now with the sounds of vehicles in the distance, cars and motorcycles, a dove in one of our oak trees, the neighbor's lawnmower, the perfume of just cut grass. The sky now reflects more blue, fewer clouds, and a light breeze blows all around me through the trees in our yard. There are no tongues of fire, no rushing wind, but somehow in this still, quiet moment, by God's grace, I'm aware of that same Holy Spirit moving all around me, within me, around all of us, within all of us, here, now, in this moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.